itself, but the question is, would that be enough? It says, "Then Jesus declared, 'I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty.'" Jesus says, "I am the bread of life." Suddenly, Jesus is the only thing on the menu. The crowd has to decide if he will satisfy or if they are hungry for something more. Here's what we read at the end of the chapter, John 6, verse 66. "From this time, many of his disciples turned back and no longer followed him." Many of the fans turn and go home. I was struck by the fact that Jesus doesn't chase after them. He doesn't soften his message to make it more appealing. He doesn't send the disciples chasing after them with a creative handout inviting them to come back for a build-your-own Sunday ice cream social. He seems okay with the fact that his popularity has plummeted. As I sat in the sanctuary surrounded by thousands of empty seats, here's what became clear to me. It wasn't the size of the crowd Jesus cared about. It was their level of commitment. I put the Bible back in the chair in front of me. I cried, "God, I am sorry." Almost as soon as I said it to him, I knew it needed to go further. A few days later, on Easter Sunday, a crowd of thousands gathered, and I began my sermon with a choked-up apology. I told the crowd that I was wrong for being too concerned with what they would think and how many of them would come back.